So, where we left, so this wisdom, understanding the two truths, one that is the conventional nature, at the level of the designation, at the level of convention, how things and events exist. So that is one reality, that is the conventional reality. And the other one, exploring much deeper than that, just exploring whether or not things really exist as something very objectively, to explore whether or not things really exist beyond the mere conventionality. So finding that no, the things and events, they don't exist beyond conventionality. So that absence of the beyond conventionality, or the absence of intrinsicality, or the absence of independent mode of existence, is called the ultimate reality. So it is through this understanding that one should gain insight into the concept of the two truths, the truth of the convention and the truth of the reality. Okay, so then again His Holiness summarizes everything by saying that first you have to understand the truth of the suffering and the respective causes, how these sufferings which you are undesirous of, they are caused about. And after realizing that, just check whether or not these causes of the suffering can be eradicated altogether. So for that, we have to identify the self-grasping mind as the root cause of all sufferings. And then, by analyzing whether or not this self-grasping mind can be eradicated, you need to understand the concept of selflessness, which realizes the reality. So in the actual reality, we see that there are the role, there are the play of the opposing factors. So when one factor is enhanced in power, the other one naturally gets subsided. So just employing that kind of logic, we try to enhance or intensify the power of the virtuous state of mind, including the wisdom of emptiness, wisdom which realizes the selflessness. If you do that, naturally all the very opposing factors negative emotions like attachment, hatred, and so forth, they get subsided naturally. So through that, we understand the possibility of achieving the state of cessation. And then when you really understand that, then you would have an ardent desire to achieve that state. So that desire, this state of cessation, will lead you to embrace the path which will lead to the state of the cessation. So so it is said that this very path is basically comprised of three factors. The three factors or three trainings. The training in the ethical discipline, the training in concentration, and the training in wisdom. So this comprises the introduction to the Buddha's teachings. And then, again, His Holiness once again summarized things in a slightly different angle by saying that the way and the manner in which you engage in the practice of these three trainings is, first of all, by trying to really resist yourself from the opposing forces of delusions and their contaminated karmas. So that is by actually engaging in the training of the ethical discipline. So the ethical discipline actually helps you restrain yourself from the negative emotions. And then next, in terms of actually engaging or actually going there in the battle to fight war with the delusions, so you have, rather than simply resisting, so we have the next two trainings, the training in concentration and the training in wisdom. So the training in concentration is much more like the cause to actually engaging in the combat or fighting with the delusions. So this training in concentration, single-pointed meditation, that helps us gain some kind of power, mental power, to combat the negative emotions. And then through generating or cultivating this wisdom, the wisdom, and primarily the wisdom of emptiness, or the wisdom which understands selflessness, so that actually serves as the actual antidote or remedy to combat the negative emotions and the respective contaminated actions. So this is how we embrace in the trainings, in the three kinds of trainings. So, by following of which can possibly lead us to the state of nirvana and to the state of ultimate liberation. So this is those teachings which taught the three different trainings comprise the Buddha's teachings. So this is actually the introduction to the Buddhism, and then those are the teachings of the Buddha, which reveals the concept of these three trainings, are called as the three baskets of the Buddha's teachings. And then Lama Tsongkhapa, he says that. So it says that this concept of the Four Noble Truths is constantly being emphatically taught in the all different vehicles of Buddhism. And then the Buddha taught in a very concise and comprehensive way as to how the sentient beings, they are entangled or trapped in samsara, and how the sentient beings can possibly be alleviated from suffering or from samsara. And then it further says that for someone who is desirous or aspirant to achieve liberation, so should actually follow this trend of the training in the Buddha's teachings. So then Lama Tsongkhapa further says that actually this should be the process, this should be the sequence by which a teacher should lead a student. Because Lama Tsongkhapa further elaborates by saying that if one do not generate a sense of repulsion towards suffering, and then you won't have a desire to liberate yourself from samsara. And then because of this, then however many effort you may put in to achieve liberation, they all become mere words. And then he further goes on to say that if one don't identify the truth of the cause of suffering, then you would have a mistaken target. As such, whatever effort that you may put in terms of practice, you will never be able to eradicate or sever the cause of suffering, cause of samsara. And then because of this, your desire for liberation as well turn out to be just meaningless. So as such, this should be the proper sequence by which a teacher should lead his student to the state of liberation by showing the proper sequence of the path. So he's only saying that this in fact is the clearest and the most appropriate way of introducing the Buddhist teachings to a beginner. When you speak about this enlightenment, so His Holiness is actually giving this introduction to Buddhism by way of explaining the understanding of the enlightenment or the Buddhahood. So the Buddhahood, in Tibetan, it is called Changchub. Chang means purification, so implying the purification of all stains. So in this relation, the Buddha taught the Four Noble Truths. So when you speak about the Four Noble Truths, when somebody is actually aware of or focusing on one of the four truths, so you are unable to focus on the other truths. So we see that there is a kind of a sequence rather than simultaneity involved. So, to put it more simply, when somebody is focusing on emptiness, you cannot focus on the conventional truth. And whereas when somebody is involved in focusing on the conventional truth, you cannot simultaneously focus on the ultimate truth. So, as such, the sentient beings, they lack the capacity to focus on the two truths simultaneously. So, somebody, through training, through some kind of training, when he's successful in focusing, in obtaining the, in culminating in the state of focusing the two truths simultaneously, so that is actually the ultimate state of Buddhahood. So, we see that there is a kind of element, some kind of stain, which is hindering, kind of obscuration, which hinders sentient beings from being able to focus on the two truths simultaneously. So, so whenever you are successful in eradicating this stain which obstructs someone from understanding or from comprehending the two truths simultaneously, so there that you achieve, one achieves the ultimate state of Buddhahood. So that is what is meant by the enlightenment or Changchub. So by embracing in the training of the three trainings, so that forms the kind of foundation of the entire Buddhism, whether Hinayana or Mahayana or whatever.